The painting I chose is called John Breton à la cruche, and his painter is Paul Serrusier. Paul Serrusier was born on the 9th of November in 1864 in Paris and died on the 7th of October in 1927 in Morlaix. He is a French post-impressionist painter, associated with the movement of the Nabis. This painting is an oil on canvas, 92 out of 73 centimeters, I guess, yeah. Therefore, it is not a huge painting. It represents a young pretender who has just drawn water at the edge of the forest with her heavy jug made of terracotta. The landscape is littered with big rocks situated in the forest of the Rock Trembling in Huelguat. Yeah. The wavy lines of these clothes translate his movement. His brown dress with white sleeves is raised on his elbows, which reflects his effort. She is wearing a long brown dress covered with the pink apron adorned with small white flowers. She wears a cap that encloses her hair. She also wears black shoes. His face expresses gloom and lassitude. This young woman is represented in a tight frame. She occupies in the foreground the entire height of the painting. Behind her, two other Breton women dressed in black clothes are working. One of them, lying down, seems to be tapping on the water. The characters at work contrast with the tranquility of the place. In the upper part of the picture and in all its width, between the rounded rocks, the grass is covered with heaps of yellow flowers, which illuminate the whole dark colored canvas. Right in the corner, the pink leaves of a tree echo the color of the apron of the young woman and the jug in the foreground. It is represented with warm and shiny colors. This painting reproduces a daily scene near Huelguat, a small village located in the Mondari. Peasant life in Brittany is a recurring theme in the work of Serrusier. He painted mostly Breton women, often in close-up as here. The absence of sky and the stagging of the plants that characterize this landscape come from a high influx of Japanese prints. Serrusier simplifies perspective and uses a limited range of colors. Three or four shades are enough.